willing to abandon him. All of us would be dead already, and the war long since lost, had Long Shadow been in a position to seize that moment. The cold claws of death may have come closer than ever I had suspected. I wish I could have had eyewitness evidence, though. Smoke can be tricked, and he can be driven by a sufficiently determined will. From the frontiers of past time, I raced toward the night of my despair. I didn't drive him to the center of its evil, though. Instead, I slowed and drifted into an earlier hour as the Stranglers first approached the palace and, in best deceiver form, used two of their number, disguised as holy prostitutes of Basra, out to perform their obligated random acts of joy to get close to the guards. But that was not the history I wanted to review. I brought him forward to the moments of my own interlude upon the Saliport steps. I watched myself emerge from the palace, vacantly settled to the stone. The seizure lasted scarcely a minute, for all the time I spent amongst the horrors of yesteryear. Now, the slick move. The focus upon the woman in the shadows across the way, behind the hairy Shadar. The lock onto her, despite Smoke's increasing anxiety and spiritual wriggling. I never got to know Smoke in full life, but, by most accounts, he had been a pure chicken shit, inalterably opposed to anything that might involve even the most minor risk to anyone in the court wizard or fire marshal rackets. Cowardice must have run right down to the foundations of his being, because he writhed like a worm on a fish hook the whole time I watched Soulcatcher loot his library. She had no trouble with confusion spells. She had none with stranglers, either, though she did encounter a band. They just gaped at her briefly, then decided their best interests ought to lead them elsewhere. She seemed unaware of my scrutiny, unlike that time in the wheat field. Could it be that even she was unaware of the secret of Smoke? Wouldn't that be lovely? I watched her for a long time, even after she departed the palace. Smoke resisted every second. Then I went back and had a drink and a snack before I tackled the more interesting business of tracking Goblin down and, to slake my own curiosity, having a look at the final falling out between Croker and Blade. I'd been unable to find witnesses to the actual explosion. Chapter 96. To track Goblin, I went back to the last time I saw the runt myself, then followed him forward in time. Soon after having helped me out of one of my plunges into yesterday, Goblin walked out of his quarters, carrying one modest bag, hiked to the waterfront, boarded a barge manned by trustworthy Taglians who'd become professional soldiers, and drifted down the river. Right now, approximately today, he was in the heart of the Delta, transferring the barge's cargo, himself.